In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 24. Möchten Sie noch einen Kaffee? Would you like another coffee? In the last lesson, X put Andreas in an embarrassing situation. She said she was hungry and suggested that they go out to eat together.
Gehen wir zusammen essen?
But she said this in such a loud voice that Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, thought she was included in the invitation. Frau Berger accepted and said, "That's a good idea."
Das ist eine gute Idee.
Andreas, X and Frau Berger are now sitting in an Italian restaurant. It's a pizzeria. These restaurants are very popular in Germany because the food is usually very good and it's not too expensive. Frau Berger looks at the menu and decides to have salad for a starter and then fish for the main course. Andreas chooses a pizza. Frau Berger can't, of course, see X because she's invisible, but she can hear her voice, Stimme, and she's puzzled. Listen to the conversation.
Was möchten Sie denn essen?
Zuerst einen Salat und dann Fisch. Und Sie, was essen Sie?
Eine Pizza mit Schinken, Käse und Tomaten.
So viel?
Da ist sie ja wieder, Ihre zweite Stimme.
Ja, sie ist ziemlich frech.
Frau Berger thinks that Andreas is putting on a funny voice and she's amused. Listen again. To begin with, Andreas asks Frau Berger what she'd like to eat.
Was möchten Sie denn essen?
Frau Berger chooses salad, Salat. To start with, a salad, she says.
Zuerst einen Salat.
And then she'd like fish.
Und dann Fisch.
Frau Berger asks Andreas what he's going to eat.
Und Sie? Was essen Sie?
Andreas decides to have a pizza with ham, cheese and tomatoes.
Eine Pizza mit Schinken, Käse und Tomaten.
When X hears what Andreas is ordering, she says, "So much?"
So viel?
Frau Berger hears this and says to Andreas, "There it is again, your second voice."
Da ist sie ja wieder, ihre zweite Stimme.
Andreas has to think of something to say, and so he replies, "Yes, it's rather cheeky."
Ja, sie ist ziemlich frech.
Next, they choose the drinks. Frau Berger says she would like a mineral water, ein Mineralwasser. Listen to the conversation.
Ja, und was möchten Sie trinken?
Ein Mineralwasser. Und Sie?
Ein Bier.
Und Ihre zweite Stimme?
Einen Orangensaft.
Sei doch endlich still.
Ziemlich frech, Ihre zweite Stimme.
Also, ich bestelle jetzt mal.
Andreas says he'd like to have a beer. At this point, Frau Berger can't resist asking what his other voice, Stimme, which is of course X, would like to drink. What about your second voice, she says.
Und Ihre zweite Stimme?
X replies at once, an orange juice.
Einen
Andreas is beginning to feel very uncomfortable, and he says to X, "Do be quiet."
Sei doch endlich still.
Frau Berger thinks Andreas is putting on a funny voice and says, "Rather cheeky, your second voice."
Ziemlich frech, Ihre zweite Stimme.
Andreas tries to distract Frau Berger's attention by saying, "Well, I'm ready to order now."
Also, ich bestelle jetzt mal.
After their meal, Andreas asks the waiter for the bill, die Rechnung. Listen to the rest of the conversation. Andreas wants to pay for everything, but what does Frau Berger say?
Möchten Sie noch einen Kaffee?
Nein, danke.
Ja, dann. Herr Ober, die Rechnung bitte.
Ja, ich komme sofort.
Zusammen oder getrennt?
Zusammen bitte.
Nein, getrennt. Sie haben doch nicht so viel Geld.
Frau Berger doesn't think that Andreas should pay for the whole meal because he doesn't have much money. When people go out for a meal in Germany, it's quite common to ask for separate bills. But first, Andreas asks the waiter for the bill, die Rechnung.
Herr Ober, die Rechnung bitte.
The waiter asks whether Andreas is paying for everything together, zusammen, or whether he and Frau Berger would like to pay separately, getrennt.
Zusammen oder getrennt?
Andreas asks the waiter for one bill.
Zusammen.
But Frau Berger says she would rather have a separate bill.
Nein, getrennt.
She realizes that Andreas doesn't have much money because he's a student, and so she doesn't see any reason why he should pay for her. In a moment, after the melody, we'll go over some of the grammar points you've learned today. In today's program, you've heard a number of verbs that take a direct object. Here are three examples of such verbs. Note how the indefinite article ein, which precedes masculine nouns in the nominative case, changes to einen to indicate the accusative case or the direct object. To start with, the verb to eat.
Essen.
Ich esse einen Salat.
Next, the verb to like. Mögen. I would like. Ich möchte.
Mögen. Ich möchte.
Möchten Sie noch einen Kaffee?
And finally, the verb to drink.
Trinken.
Ich trinke einen Orangensaft.
Listen to the dialogues once again, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Was möchten Sie denn essen?
Zuerst einen Salat und dann... Und dann... Und dann Fisch. Und Sie, was essen Sie?
Eine Pizza mit Schinken, Käse und Tomaten.
So viel?
Da ist sie ja wieder, Ihre zweite Stimme.
Ja, sie ist ziemlich frech.
Next, Andreas and Frau Berger decide what they're going to have to drink.
Ja, und was möchten Sie trinken?
Ein Mineralwasser. Und Sie?
Ein Bier.
Und Ihre zweite Stimme?
Einen Orangensaft.
Sei doch endlich still.
Ziemlich frech, Ihre zweite Stimme.
Also, ich bestelle jetzt mal.
After the meal, Andreas asks the waiter for the bill. Frau Berger doesn't want Andreas to pay for her. She says she'd like to pay for herself.
Möchten Sie noch einen Kaffee?
Nein, danke.
Ja, dann. Herr Ober, die Rechnung bitte.
Ja, ich komme sofort.
Zusammen oder getrennt?
Zusammen, bitte.
Nein, getrennt. Sie haben doch nicht so viel Geld.
Well, Andreas didn't give much away about his secret and his second voice. But you can find out more about that later. That's all for today. Goodbye for now. And do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.